This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. There's good news out of the Menominee Tribe, who in 2022 declared a state of emergency due to the impacts of drug use and addiction. So far this year, the tribe has seen a nearly 70% decrease in overdose incidents. Ben Warrington, the co-chair of the Menominee Indian Tribe Drug Addiction Intervention Team, said the decrease is a result of providing education and resources to those struggling with addiction and substance abuse. While the decrease is good news, there's more to do. Many clinics and treatment centers have seen an increase in the number of patients seeking assistance for mental health and/or addiction issues. Officials say wanting to change is a very positive development, but some hurdles, such as access to care and treatments, program funding, adequate provider staffing, law limitations, and limited resources within jails and prisons, still remain. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a 3% decrease in overdose deaths in the United States from 2022 to 2023. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has released the 2023 annual report for the state's crime labs. According to the report, Wisconsin has seen an increase in cases involving fentanyl, and crime labs have struggled to produce fast turnaround times on evidence. Along with the report, Attorney General Call said the upcoming state budget must include more funding for crime labs in order to increase staffing and decrease the time it takes to process evidence. The report also noted that a new Southeast Region crime lab is on track to open in 2026. In response to a growing teacher shortage, Governor Tony Evers has added to a grant program. Stuart J. Wattles reports.
$1 million is going to nonprofits to boost the state's educational workforce. The funds will support local organizations in their efforts to identify, prepare, and certify new teachers for Wisconsin's classrooms. The move comes as the state deals with a surge in teacher turnover, mirroring a national trend.
The employment outlook in Wisconsin continues to be strong. For the sixth month in a row, Wisconsin has set a new record for employment, with just over 3 million people employed in October of 2024. The state's unemployment rate held steady at 2.9%, lower than the national rate of 4.1%. Governor Tony Evers said in a statement that the success is due to ongoing efforts to support high-demand industries and expand apprenticeship opportunities. Wisconsin will place a tax on electric vehicle charging stations starting next year. This means most businesses will have to register their charging stations and pay 3 cents per kilowatt hour delivered. The owners of EVs who have charging stations at their homes won't be subject to this tax. It applies to charging stations at businesses, even if they're not used by the public. The Department of Revenue says the tax will allow continued funding for road repairs and construction. They say as Wisconsin drivers make the switch to electric vehicles, the tax creates an equitable system where all drivers contribute to road maintenance costs. The new tax goes into effect January 1st. The Oshkosh Common Council approved the city's $233.5 million operating budget this week. It will come with a 1.17% decrease in the tax levy for the city. Mayor Matt Mugerauer.
What I do want to recognize is, at least in my seven budget cycles, this is probably the most collaborative, intensive discussions that council's had that I can recollect.
The budget takes $3.6 million from the general fund to cover increases in property valuations and to pay for new employees. The Ripon Area School District sent a letter to parents yesterday stating that Mahi Schnell Harrison, the boys' varsity basketball coach in the district, had been arrested on a charge of sexual misconduct with a minor. Court records indicate that Schnell Harrison has not been charged yet. The district's letter says the Fond du Lac County DA is reviewing the charges. The letter encouraged students to reach out to school counselors for emotional support. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.fm.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th-ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously, a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pamela Anderson, a serious actor? It looks that way. The former Baywatch actress is getting rave reviews for her part in The Last Showgirl. The film tells the story of an aging performer whose show is about to be canceled. The film also stars David Bautista, cast as Anderson's character's manager, and Jamie Lee Curtis, who plays a waitress and is getting rave reviews for her performance. The film hits theaters in January and wide release after a limited run in December. He was a contestant every coach on the popular show The Voice wanted on their team. Michael Bublé was lucky enough to snag him for his team, but now Deadline reports that on Monday night's episode, host Carson Daly informed Bublé that country singer Tanner Frick has left the show unexpectedly and right before the knockout rounds. Ooh. If you're like me, you can't wait to not watch the next episode of The Voice. The show airs Monday nights on NBC. It's a story you would typically read in The Onion, which is interesting because it involves The Onion. The satirical newspaper has purchased right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' outlet InfoWars. InfoWars claimed bankruptcy due to lies spread about the Sandy Hook massacre. Does this seem like a strange marriage? It does indeed. One theory, according to Variety, says The Onion purchased the entity to keep it out of the hands of other alt-right conspiracy theorists. It's also not a bad publicity move for The Onion. To summarize the story, area man expects more truth and less lies with a dose of laughter. Variety reports that actress Sophie Turner will play Lara Croft in Amazon MGM's new Tomb Raider series. Variety says the Game of Thrones actress is the highest profile actress to play the role since Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander. The series is still in development stages. A release date has not yet been set. Who's up for a good old-fashioned boxing match? Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square off this weekend. Paul took to his social media platforms to troll Tyson by wearing diamond-spiked ear covers to get under the former champ's skin. The dig is from when Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear years ago. Not allowed in boxing. Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the fight. According to odds makers, Paul is the odds-on favorite due to the fact that Tyson hasn't fought in 19 years, has been near death due to illness more than once, and is more than twice Paul's age. Come on, Iron Mike. Sometimes people struggle after they retire. This appears to be the case for actress Cameron Diaz, who is ending her 11-year hiatus from show business. Diaz has been cast opposite Jamie Foxx in the Netflix spy movie called Back in Action, a comedy thriller. The duo previously starred together in the film Annie. Back in Action drops January 17th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Cloudy this morning, gradual clearing this afternoon. Our high today, 53. 37 tonight, tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, 53. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.